This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for March 3rd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. ICE veteran Chief Financial Officer Scott A. Hill is retiring after 14 years at the firm. He will be replaced by Warren Gardiner, ICE's Vice President of Investor Relations. Congratulations to Scott on a great run at ICE. Microsoft founder Bill Gates and Iron Man, aka Robert Downey Jr., are investing together on an electric motor startup. Are you looking forward to FIA's Boca V like I am? The JLN team is all set to cover the conference and provide recaps of the different panels and speakers. You can register for Boca V at www.fia.org. Tell them John Lothian sent you. Tradeweb today reported total trading volume of $20.4 trillion for February 2021 across their electronic marketplaces for rates, credit, equities, and money markets. Average daily volume, or ADV, for the month was a record $1.06 trillion, an increase of 19.9% year over year. Wendy Chan, head of marketing for Vela, is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Wendy and JLN first crossed paths when she was with SunGard. She has a challenging job at the fast-growing Vela, which is an independent provider of data and execution technology for global multi-asset electronic trading. Thank you to Wendy and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. My 90-year-old mother received her first COVID-19 shot yesterday in Florida. My older brother, a pharmacist, has received both his shots. My cousin's wife also received her first shot. Progress is being made. Sarah Rudolph reports women in listed derivatives is holding a conjunction function on March 8th, 2021, which is International Women's Day, by the way, via Zoom from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. The announcement says conjunction function is about bringing the wild community back together. Regroup with us to discuss with your peers what's changed, social distancing amid a global pandemic, and what hasn't. The importance of staying connected, advocating for yourself, being a good coworker and leader. The discussion will use breakout rooms to facilitate small group discussions led by a moderator. The event is free and you can register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the press release from Intercontinental Exchange. Intercontinental Exchange announces the retirement of Chief Financial Officer Scott A. Hill following 14 years of distinguished service. Warren Gardiner, currently ICE's Head of Investor Relations, to succeed Hill as CFO. Intercontinental Exchange, a leading operator of global exchanges and clearinghouses and provider of mortgage technology, data, and listing services, announced that Financial Officer Scott Hill plans to retire on May 14, 2021, capping a 14-year career at ICE that saw the firm expand consistently through organic growth and acquisitions, delivering a compound annual growth rate in adjusted earnings per share of 16% during Hill's tenure. Warden Gardner, ICE's Vice President of Investor Relations, will assume the CFO role following ICE's 2021 annual meeting of shareholders on May 14th. Mr. Hill will continue to serve as an advisor to the company through February of 2023. My comment, another part of the core team is leaving ICE after the departure of Kelly Loeffler, who joined back and then became a U.S. Senator for a spell. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Coinbase is a $100 billion crypto cult. The largest U.S. digital asset exchange is an odd business with many unusual risks. Coinbase Global Inc. plans to go public under a direct listing that values the largest U.S. digital asset exchange at almost $100 billion. The service the company offers is the same basic principle as a stock brokerage, giving retail investors access to the cryptocurrency markets, but that's where the similarities end. Coinbase has frequent service outages, non-existent customer service, and sky-high transaction costs. All of these disadvantages are well known, and yet it remains the most valuable option for individual investors. My comment, Bitcoin is going up, past the Kool-Aid. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Mark Lazary, Chris Giancarlo invest in crypto firm Black Tower. Avenue Capital's Lowry is also co-owner of NBA's Bucks. Giancarlo was referred to as Crypto Dad while at CFTC. Billionaire hedge fund manager Mark Lazary and former U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission chairman Christopher Giancarlo have invested in crypto asset and blockchain investment firm Black Tower Capital. Giancarlo had a great vetting operation at the CFTC and Lab CFTC, so this investment should be good. Here is a story from the New York Times. Return to office plans are set in motion, but virus uncertainty remains. Many employers are not making a decision until many workers are vaccinated, and some are making plans for hybrid work arrangements. A year and a pandemic ago, over 100,000 people filled the Central Business District in Charlotte, North Carolina, pouring out of offices, including several recently built skyscrapers and into restaurants, bars, and sports venues. Then, as the coronavirus sent employees to their homes, much of the city center quickly went quiet and dark. Mike Hammett, this is one of the biggest questions I struggle with, other than how to bring peace to the world. Here are the top three most read stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Financial Times opinion piece from Jemima Kelly. Hey City, your Bitcoin report is embarrassingly bad. It is subtitled, truly one of the most shocking bits of research we have ever seen from an investment bank. Second was the World Federation of Exchanges publishes Women Leaders List for 2021 from the World Federation of Exchanges. Third was Bloomberg CBOE seeks approval to list Trailblazer Bitcoin ETF in U.S. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site had 201,245,418 pages viewed, with 25,492 pages on the site. There have been 230,796 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.